Welcome to the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. This is the place where you'll get practical, actionable help on how you can preach and lead better. Our ministry partner for this episode is ministrydeal.com. They have a great product that I'm excited to tell you about. It's called 52 Giving Scripts, and that's just what it is, 52 Giving Scripts. You can say goodbye to last-minute offering talks with this product. Use this resource to plan ahead, allow others to be involved so you don't have to do it every Sunday. What am I talking about? The offering talk. Just follow the script, make it their own. Use giving scripts so you can make your giving time more effective and efficient than ever before. And here's what's going to happen, I believe, when you use these giving scripts. Because you're putting more of an emphasis on giving, your giving will increase. God will honor that focus. So to learn more, go to rookiepreacher.com/giving. That's rookiepreacher.com/giving. Longevity in ministry is difficult. I'm looking at a study done by the Center for Church Leadership, and they found that 50% of church leaders are leaving the ministry, and a majority of those who are leaving within the first 5 years of graduating from Bible college or seminary. Now, I'm convinced that oftentimes when we face difficulties, when we aren't leading ourselves well, those difficulties are magnified to the point where we're willing to quit. We're willing to leave our calling on the table and go do something different. But I'm convinced that there are certain pastoral leadership traits that we always need to be working on. And when we do those things, then it sets us up to be perseverant and to last long term in ministry. Today, that's what we're going to be talking about on the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. Pastoral leadership is an area occupied by one master and many students. We will never arrive, okay? We will always be on a journey of discovery and progress. And since God isn't done with you, you're still breathing. He wants to use you and grow you as his child and as a leader in his local church. That is a deep conviction of mine. I know that I should never be in a state of comfort because there is always room for growth. And growth is often tough, but it's worth it. So as you are on this journey of discovery and progress, let's look at some pastoral leadership traits that we can always be working on. So let's dive right in to number one. The number one pastoral leadership trait that we should always be working on is coaching. And now specifically, I'm talking about pastor as coach. Part of pastoral leadership, I believe, is helping people make progress on what God has called them to do. And so let's break this coaching thing down. Here's just a list of things I think that are part of being a coach and what it means to coach well. Number one, we should help leaders set goals. If you are leading someone, then help them set goals, and then that way you have a benchmark to help them accomplish or reach in their leadership. The second is help leaders grow their leadership. The impact we make as a coach is by helping others make an impact in their ministry. The next thing is ask a ton of questions. When we're coaching, we're not always trying to bring an answer, but we're trying to bring the right question, because the right question will help them come up with the right answer. And part of that is listening well. That's the next thing. We'll talk about that more in a minute, but listening well is super important as a coach and as a leader. Help leaders make a plan, because vision must always move to strategy. That's the next thing. Vision, help leaders make a plan to execute the church-wide vision in their ministry, help them make a plan, and then we guide them toward making that plan become a reality. The next thing is encourage leaders in what they're doing well. That's a big part of coaching, is simply encouragement. Help your leaders know that, hey, you're noticing the good things, because what we celebrate is what gets repeated. So who should we be spending time coaching? That's probably a question you're asking yourself. Well, it depends on the context that you're in, because it could be a staff person, it could be a ministry leader, it could be a team leader with inside of a ministry. It all depends on your context. If you have staff, then you should be certainly coaching them. If you have multiple layers of staff, then that's when it gets to be however your organization flowchart and all that stuff is set up, because other staff can be coaching other staff. But anyway, if you are the only staff person, then you certainly would be coaching ministry leaders. If you're a ministry leader, maybe you're a youth pastor or whatever, you should be then coaching team leaders. Again, it all depends on your context. But coaching is the time we set aside in order to help another person grow in their pastoral leadership. This is so important that we decide to do this, to be pastor coaches. Because one of the biggest mistakes we can make, this is one of the things that in coaching, we alluded to this earlier, but one of the biggest mistakes we can make in coaching is to always bring the solution instead of asking questions that help them discover the solution. When we help other people grow, then a big part of that is asking the right questions so that they can come to those solutions themselves. And obviously, we know when to give instruction as well, because a good coach knows when to give instruction and when to ask questions. There's going to be another article. There's going to be a number of articles related to coaching in the show notes. So definitely go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP3 in order to find that. Number two, that was number one. Number two, pastoral leadership trait we should always be working on: listening. Listening. Yes, if there's one thing pastors typically do well, it's talking often, right? Unfortunately, the quantity of our talking doesn't equate to the quality of our leading. Just because we spend a lot of time talking doesn't mean we spent a lot of time leading. If we want to grow our pastoral leadership, we must learn to listen well and to listen more. We're going to be in a lot of difficult conversations as pastors. You know this. We're going to help people work through difficulties, hardship, sin, and just bad theology. But in order to best help someone work through what it is that they're going through, we must understand, right, that they are where they're coming from. We need to understand where they're coming from, where their perspective is. We must genuinely take an interest in them. And I believe if we listen better, we'll lead better. Because when we listen, we communicate on a level that speaking cannot reach. And that's a good thing, because there will be a time for us to speak. And when that time does come, our words will have more weight and more accuracy toward the heart if we listen well. There's going to be an article in there, again, rookiepreacher.com/PLP3 on listening. We can just assume that there's articles that I'm going to be linking to for each of these pastoral leadership traits for you to dive more into. But if we listen well, then we are going to be able to connect better with those who we are leading. Like, it's just simple as that. And it will allow us to discern better, because we will not be so much focused on our ideas, but we'll actually be focused on what is really going on. Number three, standing. That's right, standing. Here's what I mean. We live in a culture that has far different values than we do. Sins that are clearly condemned in Scripture are accepted, right? Not only as ethically okay, but as ethically celebrated in our culture. So if your church desires to reach its community, your future will hold many difficult conversations with people who are wrestling with that script, like with what Scripture says and what the world says about the things they are engaged with, or people they're close to them are that are engaged with, like whatever they are dealing with. And so for us to grow in pastoral leadership, we must grow in our comfort and standing on God's word. That's what I mean by standing. We must not make excuses for God's word. We must speak the truth with grace, and we must simply let God and his word penetrate the soul of the person sitting across from us. Because if we stand on anything other than the word of God, we are setting ourselves up for disaster. This is the big thing in our culture. A lot of times people expect for someone to have any kind of, for them to speak on any kind of authority on a topic, they must have some kind of experience with that topic. Now, I understand that on one standpoint, but at the same time, we as pastors can then start to just imagine, like, to think that we have no room for talking about some certain sin because we don't ever struggle with it or we've never been engaged with it. But the reality is we don't, or this is probably the biggest one. When we speak on a sin that we struggle with ourselves and then we try and preach with some kind of authority, a lot of times if we're struggling with a sin, we lack the authority we need to preach with, not because we don't have it, but because we're standing on our own experience rather than on God and His Word. So the reality is we must stand on God's Word and have that be the foundation of our preaching rather than our experience and whether or not we're struggling with whatever it is or we have struggled with whatever sin we're speaking of. And we can be transparent when we're talking about it, but at the end of the day, we are going to stand on God's Word no matter what, no matter what topic we're talking about. And if we do that well, and then we can speak to any issue that culture brings up. And so stand well. Number four, loving. It doesn't matter how well we can preach, write, counsel, or strategize, or cast a vision if we do not love. Like, it doesn't matter. Love is the foundation of pastoral leadership. If love is not present in our leadership, we should stop leading and work on loving. Because true leading is self-sacrificing love. Jesus shows us this clearly. He shows that to love means that we genuinely care for people, we gently rebuke people, we humbly instruct, passionately preach, and pleadingly pray. Love is the underlying foundation, the overarching theme, the embedded thread of pastoral leadership. To love well, we must slow down. We must spend time with the sheep and call them to the good shepherd. We are never at a point, no matter how big the church is that we serve at or how small, it doesn't matter, whatever context is, we are never at a point where we should stop spending time with the people in our congregation. We must spend time with them. We must love them because that's what a pastor does. We are not simply someone who gives a message on a Sunday and has it broadcasted to multiple venues or whatever, what have you, or to 50 people in one room. It doesn't matter. We must spend time with the sheep and call them to the good shepherd because that's what it means to love. We cannot love people we do not know. We must spend time with them because love is the underlying foundation, the overarching theme, the embedded thread of pastoral leadership. Number five, and the final one that we're going to be talking about today, as far as pastoral leadership traits go, training. Training. Pastoral leadership includes both coaching, as we've seen, and training. But what's the difference? Well, training is teaching, coaching is tweaking. Training is equipping a group of people on how to lead a small group, as well as providing ongoing leader learning experiences once they are leading. Training is showing a new leader how to modify their focus to leading their team rather than doing the job of their team. A lot of times when we're talking about leadership traits and leadership shifts, a lot of times what will happen is a person who did the job well, whatever that is, whatever ministry they're in, they did the individual job well, but then when they became the leader, they didn't modify their focus to leading the team. They just kept their focus on doing the job. And so a lot of times they would take over on the things that should be being done by their team, and they would then undercut their own leadership. So we have to train them in what to do. Training is what we're called to do in Ephesians 4. In training, we help people discover what God has wired them to do, and we help them learn how to go and do it. So if we are training our congregation, if we're not training our congregation, rather, we are failing at pastoral leadership. It's the very thing we're meant to do. I encourage you to read Ephesians 4. Like, it's clearly in there. And again, there's plenty of articles I've got in each of these pastoral leadership traits that you can dive more into and grow in. But in all this is what I ask you to do. I encourage you, ask God to give you wisdom and guidance, and ask him to reveal to you where you are lacking, and plead with him to change you from within. Depend on him always. And with that, that'll do it with another episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. If you found this podcast to be helpful in your leadership and your preaching, would you go and do me a favor? Go to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. Subscribe on your podcasting platform of choice and let me know how you're liking this content. Really excited that you've been on this journey. You're going on this journey with me of improving as a pastor, as a preacher, as a leader. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.